All right. Look. I got that wow. Who wants some hands up right now? We got that. Turn it up loud. I know you're wondering how. I got that wow. Here I go coming. I can't ever stop. I'm a tour de force running. Get me to the top. I don't need an invitation. I'm about to start a celebration.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Three Cocktails In. Here we are on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day. Yay! Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Happy day to everyone who has a mothering vibe in their body.
Yep, there exactly.
Yep. Dog mom, cat mom.
Yep.
Full-time dad mom.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Sure. And dad slash mom.
And grandmas as well. Stacey, your first grandma's day.
Yes. So I apologize for my visor, but we went golfing today and I scrambled back here to record the podcast. So,
what a lovely hat you have.
Isn't it lovely? It does have something else to do with our discussion today.
Oh, good.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. More to come.
Excellent.
Oh,
well, we appreciate you rushing home from golf.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was okay. I didn't play very well anyway, so first time out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got breakfast in bed today.
Ooh, fancy.
I know.
Very nice. Fancy.
We went out to dinner last night. We went to Kona Grill for dinner, which was very nice, just the three of us. And then I was up very, very late, just trying to get stuff done. So today wasn't so crazy. So I don't think I went to bed till like 1 and didn't want to sleep in. So I was awake by like, 7 or 8 at the latest. And Bo came in and he said, if you would like a coffee, I would like to go get one for you. So he went to Starbucks and got me a coffee and Bill made breakfast and then they brought it up to me.
Oh, how nice.
Nice.
So it's kind of a funny thing though, because it's not really comfortable to eat breakfast in bed. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Depends on what it is. Yeah. No, not anything on a plate. No.
Yeah. So I was super appreciative.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was wonderful. We're going to have a really fun conversation today about, something we know will be relevant to everyone as we think about things that we want to do. And ironically, tonight while we were making dinner and I flipped on Hulu, Castaway was on.
Oh.
And that's one of those movies that whenever it's on, I will watch it. I'll find a basket of clothes to fold while I watch the movie. And that movie has such an emotional ending where, here Tom Hanks is standing in the middle of the road out in the country, literally looking this way, this way, this way, and this way to figure out which way he's going to go. And you don't know which way he goes. That's the end. And that kind of ties into what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about bucket lists.
Yes. And not necessarily big bucket lists.
Right.
Not like, we're talking about, I think that sometimes bucket list gets to be those really huge things and whether people get them done or not. We're talking about maybe tangible bucket lists.
Yes.
What should be tangible bucket list things. Yeah. How about that?
Or maybe just an encouragement to people to say, you don't need to get freaked out if somebody says, hey, what's on your bucket list? It doesn't have to be, I want to jump out of an airplane if you're deathly afraid of it. I mean, that might be on somebody's list, but it doesn't have to be a scary thing. And that's always what it has been for me. So I've never liked this topic because it feels too big. And I think catching that movie, knowing that we were going to come into this conversation, he truly was at a crossroads. I mean, that was big, big, big. He needed to find his life again. That's not what we're talking about here, but it got me thinking about things that we know that we, being mindful of things that we want to do and then making those things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Should we call it something different? Is there a different, better name for it?
We could probably come up with something different. And maybe that will come to us at the end of our conversation, or maybe in the coming days from our conversation. So what kind of things do you guys think about?
Yeah, it's tough. Mine are all, travel related or activity related. Definitely on the top for me is still traveling to all 50 states. I took a poll today, and they all look at me like I'm crazy half the time. Maybe
who is they? Qualified to they?
Yes, my family. I asked. Yeah. Oh, I don't have anything left on my bucket list. Okay, but she's honestly traveled a lot. I would think there would be something left, but she says no.
Your mom was that? I'm sorry. Was that your mom?
That was my mom. Yeah. Have everything. I've gone everywhere and blah, 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 blah. Didn't really have anything specific. Go ahead.
Has she traveled internationally?
Yeah. Yes.
Europe?
Yes. I think they went to, I can't remember exactly where they went to, but I think two times. Like, they might have gone to Rome and I can't remember where else. So yes, they have done, they did that when my dad was still alive. She's been to Hawaii twice. I wouldn't say they were ever, huge travelers. I don't know about my mom, but I'm sure my dad didn't make it to every state. I don't know that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they did. They went to Alaska. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. So specifically, that is my daughter's current one, So she goes, well, yeah, I want to go to all 50 states. My son has already traveled to all 50 states. My son-in-law said he wants to go to all the Major League Baseball stadiums, and he's been to three. So it's something. My brother... I don't know. He didn't like the term bucket list. He says, well, it sounds like a, bucket of shit. And it's like crap you don't want to do. Or I don't know. It was, of course, something goofy. So I don't know. It was just interesting. I don't think everyone writes down their list. My son has an actual written bucket list. And I don't know how far... Yes, he's the engineer. So, of course, he made a list and he's checking them off. I think one of them might have been, and I could be wrong. He'll probably call me and say, no, that's not even right. I know he had, figure out the Rubik's Cube on it. He's done that. All 50 states, of course. I think he had on it read the entire Bible. I think he's done that. I don't know. Who knows what else is on it, but a lot of stuff.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
for him.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I get it. It's overwhelming, I think, for most people. Like, to sit down and try to think of all the things, you're going to do. So I have my hat on. Amy and I went to the 2019 women's KPMG, I think. LPGA tournament, which was exciting. I would like to go to a men's, some kind of pro men's, tournament someday. I don't know. I don't know where. I don't know when. My stuff is really kind of non-specific. I like to travel, so I'll go anywhere. I plan on getting to India. I plan on, before I retire, go to my company's mission trip in Africa. Past that, I don't know. I don't know where else. We'll see down the road what other opportunities there are. So,
lovely.
I know. What about you guys? What do you think of specific things or just?
I think for me, it feels a little bit more like a wish list than a bucket list. That feels a little bit more appropriate, because as I think about the things that I would put on it, like Bill and I would really like to build a house. We'd like our we'd like to build our dream house. And I think we both have the same vision for that. We would really like to make that happen. So I would put that on the list. It's also mm-hmm. something that I feel like if we don't do it, that's going to be okay as well, because we will have made a different choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So I would also really like to stay at an uber luxury hotel, meaning like the St. Regis or the Waldorf or a place like that, where you actually have a dedicated, I don't want to use the word servant, I don't like that word, but you actually have a dedicated
staff.
yes.
Okay. The most generic terms possible.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that kind of treatment. And I just want to experience it once.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. So you want to be in the penthouse suite with all the fancy stuff and the balcony or whatever. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And so those are always just a couple of things that come to my mind. Stacey, I'm thinking about, so with your mom saying, I've done everything, that's a really wonderful thing.
Yeah.
To get to a point in your life where you do feel like, you know what, if I go tomorrow, and I've said this to Bill before, Bill, if I died tomorrow, I want you to know that I will die a very, very happy person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to tell people in our lives.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why I think of it as a wish list. These would be things that would be icing on the cake.
Yeah.
I took this conversation. I took this idea and I went small on mm-hmm. it. I've made some really big changes.
Yeah.
I'm still working on some big things. So I likened it to a little bit more like a vision board for the year.
Mm-hmm.
To things that are tangible that I keep saying I want to do, but I've never done. Paddle boarding.
Yep.
I want to learn how to paddle board. I want to be able
That's what I said. Good luck. Good luck.
I know. We were talking about this, and Stacey's like, well, good luck.
Tried it. Not good at it at all.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of those things that, why am I waiting? Mm-hmm. What am I waiting for? I think that fits very perfectly into a lot of what we talk about. What are we waiting for?
Yep.
Just because your friend tells you good luck doesn't mean you shouldn't try it.
No, it's a challenge. I wish you luck. I wish you luck. It's standing up.
Right?
Good luck.
Right? I think about, and she'll probably, okay, I'll just say one of my children, something happened at her place of work, and there was some sort of dare thrown out. And it was like, well, if this daughter doesn't do XYZ, she has to go do stand-up. Ooh. And I got laughing. I'm like, that's not a challenge. That kid will have no problem doing it. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think of those things. What are those things that I've been too scared to do? Mm-hmm. Not, I can't afford them right now, or I'd love to do them sometime in the future. But what are those things that I could do right now if I just had the guts to go do it? Yeah. Stand-up is not one of them. This is as stand-up as I need to get. I'm already sharing, you know, to a wider audience. Yeah. So I thought of course, the paddleboarding. I know it's a little thing, but
no,
it's one of those things that there's no reason why I shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's just not. I like being in the water. I don't have a problem being in a lake or whatever. Mm-hmm. Along that similar lines, I would like to go scuba diving. Mm-hmm. I snorkel. I have no problem being in the ocean. I would like to get certified and go on a snorkeling vacation.
Yeah.
Now, my problem right now is I don't have very many vacation days, but you know, that seems like something that I could work on.
Yeah. Don't you train for that? Like in a swimming pool? I mean, there has to be somewhere around you.
Well,
that
there's certification. You're supposed to get certified. Yeah. And yeah, I'm sure that there's certification courses around here. Most likely they're all on the weekends when I can't go do that, but I haven't looked it up, but that is something that I feel that is definitely tangible. There's no reason why I can't learn how to do that right now.
Yep.
I would feel this great sense of accomplishment knowing that, you know, the next person that says, hey, you want to go scuba diving with me? And I'm like, yes, I do. You know, make myself available to a wide range of scuba people. So I thought of those two. Of course, they're both summer, you know, enjoyable things. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way about anything in the winter. I have no desire to go skiing again, ever. Did that. I know that people have said you did it in the wrong environment. You need to take less, whatever. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
It can be cold. Do it a little bit and I quit when I'm tired of doing it. So, you know.
Yeah, it requires a lot of gear too.
Where I ski, not at the bottom of the hill where I ski. You know,
you still need winter coat and snow pants and stuff.
Well, yeah, you have winter coats and snow pants. You don't have snow pants.
You know what I would look like rolling down the hill in my 3/4 length quilted Land's End? Which is how that, you know, I'm a good chalet person.
But again, yes, that's the whole thing. Not everybody wants to do the same thing. I do not ever want to jump out of a plane. Never.
Same.
Nope.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. What did I send you guys today? Oh, that winter, that 33 degree below winter. Or
camping.
You know, solo camping in a snowstorm?
No.
Thank you. Not even thank you. What the hell are you doing asking me? Yeah, no.
Anyway.
Next.
Yeah, that would be tough. But we all could rock a chalet.
Yeah.
So good at chalet.
Yeah. 100%.
There's usually cute shops around there too. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you guys, I think you'll be surprised. I've never sung karaoke. I've never, ever.
Not even as a group?
Nope. Never.
Okay. Is that something you would do?
I was going to say, why don't we do that?
Do you know how? See, okay.
We'd have to practice.
Yes, we would have to practice because I hate being bad at something. Hate being bad at something. Thus, the reason I will not go skiing again. I'm a choir voice. I am not a solo voice. And I fear my ability to blend and harmonize is long gone.
Yeah, we did that a long time ago, not recently.
Do you know what your song would be?
No, that's the other thing. Because you guys do probably know this about me, but I'll share it with everybody. I can't tell you the name of a song. I can't tell you correct lyrics. And I cannot tell you who sang something. I'm horrible at that. I mean, I can recognize Prince. I can recognize, you know, I can recognize the big ones.
Yeah.
But something will be on the radio and somebody will go, oh, who's this? I'm like, a guy? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. My karaoke song would be, because I've really only done it a couple times, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, Neil Diamond. And there would have to be a guy to sing the male part.
Oh, a crowd pleaser there. Really pump everybody up with that one.
Neil Diamond is always a crowd pleaser.
I don't know about that one.
Save that for the end of the night. That's not going to start the party.
I had
the ballad down the road. Yeah.
Let's slow it down a little bit now, shall we?
Y'all look like you're having too much fun. Let's get real.
It looks like there are some people in the crowd that want to slow dance a little bit. I had a horrible karaoke experience. This was many years ago. I was in Sioux Falls. You know what? It might have been at my sister's bachelorette party. Or I know that we were out with a bunch of my sister's friends. And there was a group of them, and they were going to sing "These Boots Were Made for Walking." And it was going to be a group. It was like five of them. They said, come on, you do it with us. And I'm thinking, okay, these guys do this all the time. So I got up to do it with them. They didn't know the song. They didn't. It was the worst. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't get off that stage fast enough.
So aren't the lyrics like there that you can kind of watch?
The lyrics are there, yes, but there are some that, it's my understanding that there are some systems that will kind of help you along more than others. This one was like, it was truly just the, whatever
just the words, the just the words, the no music, maybe no notes, no.
No, yeah, no notes. It was, we were on our own and it was embarrassing. It was the worst thing ever.
Oh, that's too funny. That's my nightmare. Except, you know, I don't really ever go out in a group. The only time I'm out in a group is with you guys, and it's downtown Minneapolis where we might know somebody, which of course we never know anybody. But the fear is always as soon as we get up there with a microphone. Oh, hi, classmates.
No, the key is to pick a song that you know. Delta Dawn.
Yeah, it would have to be like Itsy Bitsy Spider. I mean, I don't know.
So, well, I'm horrible. That's your goal then for, if you hear something on the radio that you really can't sing to, then write it down so we can practice it. We'll practice.
So we can
do it with you. Yeah.
It should have been the thing we did up north on girls' weekends, especially early days.
Early
days when we used to really hit it pretty hard. They didn't have Ubers up in Nisswa, in Cross Lake.
No.
So somebody always had to be, the responsible one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those were mine. I do have some bigger ones that, of course, involve travel. I'm going to tell you another one, you guys. Talk about, slowing it down, folks. I want to fall in love again.
Oh,
well, of course you do. Of course.
And you will. And you will. Absolutely.
I don't know. Because pretty much the choices on Match are men who want to jump out of airplanes. They list their bucket list. They want to camp in the wilderness.
No,
they want to do all sorts of stuff. I'm like, yep, have fun on that trip. I'll not be joining you.
You don't have to do everything together. That's okay. You should not. I don't want to point at you because this doesn't feel right.
Yes, but we're going like this.
I'm going to point back. But ladies.
I'm going to sit on my hands here and say, don't discount those people because it's important for couples to have different hobbies and different things that they go and spend time on.
Yes, and I know that. But you guys know that the marriage was all different hobbies. All different hobbies.
Yeah.
Short of the kids, there were no mutual hobbies. I'm looking and I read their profiles. Okay. So, I'm just kind of joking about that, but it is amazing how many men want to jump out of an airplane or like bungee jump from some, would rather jump out of an airplane with a professional strapped to my back than bungee jump or go on those god awful roller coasters. Not doing it.
I like a roller coaster. In fact, I love a roller coaster. And I've ziplined. I won't bungee jump, but I liked the zipline. I like that.
I could.
But do you think that that's always, are they saying that just so they sound really, I don't know. I don't know what the word would be.
Stupid?
Yeah, I think that's what we think. But, so they sound really exotic or, like energetic and something. Yeah. I don't know.
Perhaps. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So on your profile, do you say, I have no interest in jumping out of a plane or bungee jumping?
The two things that I have called out, because I feel, especially in Minnesota, it's super important. So I do say what I like, you know, I like a good martini and I like a dive bar burger. I like baseball games. I like getting dressed up. I like, you know, I kind of go through these different things. I have said, if watching football every weekend and talking about your fantasy football team is your deal, more power to you. I would go if there's a party. I don't want to talk about it with you.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I don't camp. I don't like to wake up in the morning feeling damp. Mm-hmm. Those are not for me. And if that's how you like to spend your weekends, I'm not the person for you.
Yeah. No.
And yet, I have gotten many a man, hey, you look blah, blah, blah. You look blah, blah, blah. I read the profile. 7 out of 8 of their pictures are them on a fishing boat or an ATV with their camper, their fifth wheel or their tent in the back.
I didn't know what you were saying there.
That just came out. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Now I want to know what you guys thought that he said.
You'll just have to go back and listen to the replay.
Yeah, listen to your own podcast.
I started to say four-wheeler, but I meant to say what they call a fifth wheel.
Yeah, fifth wheel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Some campers are that. Right. Yeah.
A week from now, when I listen to this again, I'll be able to hear and say, oh.
Oh, whoops.
It's a family show, people. It's a family show.
No, I'm not a camper either, because I don't get it. I would just soon go somewhere and stay in a hotel. I would not like just to go to a campground and sit by the fire all weekend or fish or whatever and then go in my camper. No, nope, nope, not
gonna do it. I could go overnight once.
Yeah.
I could go overnight once. That's fine. The weird thing is I like to canoe. I'm perfectly fine sitting by a fire. Not for like a whole weekend, because you just come home smelling like smoke. You cannot avoid campfire smoke.
No. Not all weekend and then every weekend. You know, there's camping groups that go around and travel around to different campgrounds. And then they're there. I don't know.
Was somebody did a reel that I just saw that said there's some confusion. I'm an outdoor person. I'm not an outdoorsy person.
Oh.
I like to sit outdoors and drink my cocktail on a patio or something, but I don't want to do outdoorsy things.
So you don't want to go hunt you don't want to chop wood and make a fire. You don't want to do those things. Yeah.
Okay. You know, like Kitty, you want to stay at the Waldorf and Stacey, you want to go to Africa.
Yeah.
I would be willing to go to one of those bougie safari hut yurts or in the Caribbean or Bali or Indonesia. I would like to go to Bali, by the way, where you are, that's not roughing it. I don't want to rough it.
No.
Also, I don't do snakes, mice.
Big ass spiders. No.
Nope.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I pulled up when I was just Googling on the topic of bucket lists and the Today Show, I don't even know when this was done. The Today Show put out, I guess this was in 2023, and this was like a whole list of ideas. And so they were kind of looking at it the same way as we're kind of talking about it here too. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, big massive things. Just think about the things that you would like to do. And sometimes it takes writing it down to actually make it real. or you know, cause you to actually put some plans into place. So these things range from sleep under the stars, visit your dream destination, go back to school, learn how to paint, read 100 books in a year. They do say jump out of a plane. Go on the most romantic date ever. Bake a cake from scratch, which, by the way, I did several years ago. It sucked. Box cakes are the best.
Mm-hmm. Yes, by far.
There's a real ratio between effort and outcome when it comes to cooking and baking. That yeah. at some point, you've got to be able to read the recipe and go,
no.
Nope. Yeah.
But cakes are that way. I know Madison for a 4-H project, which is really funny, wanted to make different lemon poppy seed muffins. And the box is better than any, you know, mm-hmm. scratch recipe. And the scratch one takes, you know, all these weird ingredients and stuff. So, yeah, yeah. no, the boxes yeah. for that's just as good.
Yeah. Sorry, Martha Stewart. I'm going to be getting the Betty Crocker. Have something published. This is awesome. How many people who've wanted to be authors can now self-publish?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's awesome. Go sailing. Volunteer. Play an instrument. Learn a language.
Stacey, I'm surprised you didn't mention the fact that you want to play the guitar. You've wanted to play the guitar forever.
I did. Well, no, see, I goofed it up. I wanted to play the cello because that is cool. However, I didn't think that was practical. So I tried the guitar. And you're all laughing. That's true, Kitty, if you didn't know that. I really did.
What, I don't know. The cello.
Oh, I don't know.
I see you more as
years ago. So the guitar's in my basement. I did try it a minute, but I need lessons instead of, you know. Yeah. Steady and it's a little hard with fingernails. So yeah. I will say that too. You know, Barbara or geez, Dolly Parton can do it, but I couldn't figure it out with fingernails. So
yeah.
I'm on break.
You'd have to make that sacrifice.
Yeah. I'm on a hiatus from doing my guitar.
One hand. The hand that ran the fret, you couldn't have fingernails, but the one that you were strumming with,
that'll work.
Would be awesome.
Yeah, this will work. No, it's this. I couldn't get it. Yeah, could not do that with fingernails. No.
So here's one interesting on the list. Make amends with someone.
Mm. Oh. This kind of goes to what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are hard things.
Yeah. Take a dance class. Watch the sunrise. Did you guys see the Northern Lights?
I'm downtown. You can't see anything.
Yeah. You guys can't see it in the city. I could have. I just saw everybody's lovely pictures. I didn't go out at 12:30 to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah. So lots of really great ideas and, you know, throw a fancy dinner party.
Yeah. I mean, some of those things we've done.
Toss a pizza in the air.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, those are simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or learn how to. Yeah.
Travel I can't solo. Believe. What did you just say?
Travel solo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said drive a school bus.
Well, that could be one. I wouldn't mind doing that for one day. See, these are the things I would do for a day. I would drive a school bus.
I think you'd be the perfect middle school bus driver.
Oh, geez.
Down and zip.
Sit down and shut
okay,
up.
Okay, you guys.
Yeah.
This should be a future topic. We should talk about the jobs that we would like to do for a day.
Oh, yeah. Write that down.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Make a note.
Make a write note. I would do that for a day. For a day.
No. Were you going to say something, Amy?
I don't know.
So I think we need to write them down. Don't you think we need to write them down?
Yes, we do. Yep. It's like it's how we manifest things.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people. I've been listening to a podcast lately, and I can't remember the woman's name. I'm not wild about it, but I'm going to give her a couple more episodes. And she's all about manifestation. And so writing things down is just one. That's just one way that you can manifest things in your life. And so I've been trying to do that more. And, you know, we hear a lot of people talking about speaking things into action or into reality. I like that. So yes, I think that's one of the things that we wanted to come out of this episode, that hopefully people start thinking about what are those things and maybe not be so scared about bucket list. It doesn't have to be the big, hairy, scary things, but maybe they're just things that you want to challenge yourself to do. Write them down. And you don't have to share them with anybody, but that is another thing that helps you actually do them. Do share them with someone, because then if they're your real friends, they'll encourage you. So I mean, Stacy's not encouraging you to
go ahead. Just make sure you have a kitty to counteract your Stacy.
Okay, fine. That wasn't very nice. I just said, I tried it and I cannot do it. So good luck to you.
Good luck. See, there we go.
Well, it will be easier. It will be easier on a lake and yes. not, you know, yeah. if you go.
No, the ocean was not easy to do. No, was not easy to do.
Absolutely not.
So, well, fun conversation, you guys. Let's write our things down and share them with each other, and let's make some of these things
put them out there now. Mm-hmm. They're out there for the world to hear.
Yep. I'm going to stay at the Waldorf. Amy's going to find Prince Charming.
Yep.
I think I'll start with the paddleboarding.
Maybe you'll find him when you're paddleboarding.
There you go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When she falls off and has to be saved by
Well, I got water going up my nose and I'm snorting it out.
Right.
That's good luck. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think that'll work.
Yes.
All right. Well, another addicting conversation in the books. Thank you all. I was coming in hot. I have nothing in my cheers. So cheers.
Yeah. Well, cheers for you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. My bucket list of drinking through the alcohol in my refrigerator is one little tiny shot further on.
Congratulations. Good job.
There you go. Yeah. Drinking continues.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
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 All right.
Ooh. I got that wow. Who wants some hands up right now? We got that. Turn it up loud. I know you're wondering how. I got that wow. Here I go, coming. I can't ever stop. I'm a tour de force running. Get me to the top. I don't need an invitation. I'm about to start a celebration. Let me in. Brought a good time for some friends. Turn it up loud past 10. Turning up the crowd when I hit them with the